Peter, firstly, the job's done. And it's worth saying, quite a job by your track staff to get that sorted out for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a big thunderstorm here about 5 o'clock, which, you know, put a lot of water down, obviously. And as often happens with these showery sort of days, the rain just wouldn't stop. You know, I mean, it was light enough to ride in, but heavy enough to make the track very difficult, which it was at the start. A lot of mechanical problems as a result of that in both teams. But now we got through it, so you know, that's really all that matters.
Yes, and you had, again, obviously some riders really came up trumps. Luke Becker's formed a really good partnership at the start of the season with Sam Masters, and now very much doing the same with Nick Morin.
Yeah, it's a very strong pair in that when they're both in the form they were in tonight. And yeah, they had a good appetite for the contest, and until lead 15, you know, they were both on maximum. So shame really for Luke to miss out on a paid maximum, but they were brilliant, both of them.
The progress is obvious in Luke. I mean, he's only, I think, his second full season in Britain, but you can see him learning all the time, because each set of conditions and each different track he gets is all sort of adding to his armoury.
Yeah, I was just chatting with Sam Ermolenko about him, and the word Sam used was class, you know, and I think that's a very good description of Luke. He's got a lot to learn, but I mean, he's a very exciting prospect, and it's looking like he could go a very long way in the sport.
He seems to be a good learner. You can see him almost figuring it out and improving even within a meeting.
yeah, absolutely. He is a quick learner. I've said before he's a bit resistant to change, but he accepts that sometimes, you know, he has to move around within the ride in order to get the best out of the rest of the team. And he's a great team man, you know, and he's learning fast, and we're lucky to have him.
Last time I looked as though might edge it at Bellevue tonight, but nevertheless, we're starting to see the final four with Sheffield winning at Ipswich. We're starting to see that look pretty settled.
Yeah, Peterborough have won at Bellevue, which I'm not overly surprised at, to be honest with you. But the feather in our cap, of course, is that we're still the only team to beat them this season on their travels. So yeah, it's all looking very interesting, but you know, as I keep saying, we're just keep plugging away, win our home matches, but we've got 5 away matches on the bounce now, and I think that's going to be the pivotal 3 weeks of our season. The end of those matches, we'll have a much clearer picture, you know, of where we're going to finish.
Yes, because I mean, people will know how important first place is, but as far as Sheffield's concerned, I thought you had a really interesting meeting there earlier in the season, which they edged, and you ended up, I remember it says, without a point, but it could have gone either way that night.
Yeah, it was a disappointing night. Sam Masters had his COVID injection, yes, I think the day before, and he was really suffering from that and got a poor score by his standards. So hopefully he'll be fully fit for Thursday, and they're in good form, they've strengthened up, so it'll be more difficult, I think, than last time. But we go there looking for the win and determined to come away with something at least.